When we are invited to a big buffet, we take food as much of what we like and want. We leave behind foods we do not like, or even foods too hard to swallow. In professing our faith with Jesus Christ, it is not like a big buffet wherein we choose what we want to obey from His commandments for our own convenience. We only take what we like and leave what we don't like. That's not how the Gospels, the Word of God, portray Jesus or the life of discipleship. Yesterday, we talked about the invitation of Jesus to God's banquet, to dine with Him in His table. Now, in our Gospel, He gives us the conditions to be worthy in His banquet. To become a disciple of Jesus means, first, hate your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself. Second, carry the cross and follow Him. Lastly, the third one, give up all your possessions. His word is direct, plain and simple, and difficult. His words and commandments are black and white, all or nothing. We are either in or we are out. Jesus' demands and expectations call us to be distinctive, to be fully alive, to be like Him. For Jesus, discipleship is more than listening to His words, receiving communion every day, or not simply traveling with Jesus. Discipleship is hating one's family and even one's own life, carrying the cross every day, and giving up all our possessions. These three things shape Jesus' life and ministry, and they are to shape ours as well. To no one, no person, and no relationship can take primacy over the relationship with Jesus. When Christ carried the cross, He set aside His own will or preferences in favor of His love and obedience to His Father. He gives primacy also to His relationship with His Father, not His own relationship with things and possessions. All of this is about priorities. It's about a question of priorities. So my dear brothers and sisters, to be like Jesus means He is our priority, and it has consequences in our relationships, time, money, work, energy, and effort. What are the implications of this? It means we are to be the same person with the same values, principles, and beliefs, regardless of where we are, who we are with, or what we are doing. It means our individual opinions and inclinations give way to our love of neighbor and enemies. It means everything we say, do, and choose arises from and reveals our life in love of Jesus Christ, our Master and Lord. So, my brothers and sisters, are our choices aligned with the life of Jesus? Reflect our discipleship. So, what are sacrifices are we willing to make and pay to be disciples of Jesus? So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration the strength and graces that we needed to follow Him and make Him our priority today and always.